This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. We are up to over 135,000 meals at the moment. We have a goal of 250,000 meals donated by the end of this show today. Brian Gulish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank helping us set that goal. And $1 equals three meals. Nearly 300,000 people are food insecure in the food bank's 11-county service area, and this represents 1 in 8 individuals, including 1 in 6 children, according to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. So to get involved here, you can text NEED to 50155. You can visit 937thefan.com, or you can call 412-663-5664. This hour brought to you by Rome Monument, Hampton Beer Outlet, Memorial Highway Chevy, Greater Pittsburgh Auto Dealers, Aetna, Isley's, and Beano's. And when you donate online, 937thefan.com, you're doing that through the Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center. Now check this out. This will be the champion of the day will be chosen here. For an $11 per month donation, all right, our listeners can be a Feed the Need community champion. That amount will feed someone every day for a year, and one person who does that, one community champion, will win the following prize pack from Y108 8-man jam tickets, from The Fan 2 tickets to a pirate game, from 100.7 The Star 2nd chance prom tickets on the Gateway Clipper, and from Whammo, Boss Man D-Lo at the Roxian, and KDK will provide a $200 zero-res gift card. So again, that's for an $11 per month donation. One person who donates $50 or more this hour will receive 50 VIP passes to upcoming shows at the Pittsburgh Improv. And that's $50 or more this hour. $50, of course, equaling 150 meals. And again, you can text NEED to 50155 through the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line. And the tote board update, over 135,000 at the moment, is brought to you by South Hills Lincoln. Thanks to Bar 31 for feeding us and our volunteers today. I might add, very kind of them. And we have Mr. Bill Hillgrove on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Bill, I appreciate you joining me here today on Pomp and Joe. And I know for you too, as with all the guests that we've had on today and that we're having on today, that helping people is near and dear to your heart. And that's what we're doing all day today. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Joe, you're welcome. You know, growing up in Pittsburgh, you know, I saw enough examples of people who are lucky enough to achieve quote unquote celebrity status to use some of that to give back. And I go back to Bob Prince and his involvement with the community as the pirate announcer. I Tunch and Wolf getting involved with Light of Life Rescue Mission. And I kind of took my cue from, some mentors. You got to give back. We're lucky to be where we are as quote unquote celebrities. And you got to remember where you came from. And to that point, you know, I got involved in what we call Santa's Kids. We provide Christmases for families and kids that otherwise wouldn't see one. And I just think it's important to do that to help as much as you can. And I think this is a wonderful idea.
And it's amazing how people step up every year. And, you know, you mentioned Tunch and Wolf, and wow, just that was so sad. I wasn't even aware that Craig Wolfley was sick, and him and Tunch were amazing individually and together with what they did for people. But that was a shock with Craig Wolfley, Billy.
They both left us too early. You know, I found out about it. I texted Craig. He was in the hospital for tests. I didn't know what for until I found out later. And I guess from his diagnosis until his departure, it wasn't a month. You know, that is quick and sad. But, you know, we have to deal with life, and we have to deal with those who are less fortunate. And I go back to my buddy Joe DiNardo and his involvement with Project Bundle Up. And, Troy Polamalu used to go to Children's Hospital unannounced once a week.
Yeah.
And I think Franco did the same thing. And I'm sure there are other Steelers who take their cue from the Rooney family. You know, you got to be part of this community. This is where we reside. This is our fan base. And so let's give back. Mr. Rooney always, probably not more so recently, but Dan, before that, used to walk through the parking lot and see those out-of-state license plates, and he'd encourage the players to get PA plates. That's how deep his feel for, you know, this community and this Commonwealth were. I just think that people ought to, you know, every once in a while just say, hey, you know, I've been lucky. You know, look back. My life has been pretty good compared to others, and there are so many examples of others. You gotta reach out that hand.
Mm. Well said. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline, on which Bill Hillgrove is talking right now, is presented by the Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. The Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank is who we're helping because of all the people that they help. Nearly 300,000 people are food insecure in the food bank's 11-county service area. And $1 equals three meals. And there's many ways to get involved here. Very easy. Text NEED to 50155. Visit 937thefan.com or call 412-663-5664. Bill, it's a pleasure to talk to you today. I was over at Barnes & Noble the other day and thought of you because I saw, and I don't even know when this book came out, that Myron Cope's daughter, Elizabeth, has a wonderful sort of photo storybook out about Myron, meaning there are great stories in it, but also incredible photos. What springs to mind when I simply say that name, Myron Cope, for you?
I miss him every day. Not only was a great personality, but, you know, he became a pal. And we really enjoyed each other's company. And, you know, I'll treasure those 11 years in the Steeler booth that I was privileged to share with Myron, but also the one that a lot of people don't remember. That was in 1983 when Johnny Sauer developed some heart problems and the doctor said, you can't go. And this was in August of that year. And, of course, you know, the radio manager at TAE called Copen and said, you got to do double duty. And, you know, and he did. That one year in 1983, I got to share the booth for pit games with Myron, and I got a nice preview of what was to come.
yes.
Including the hoom-ha's and the yoys and the double yoys. And, you know, I like I say, he was unique, and he was a guy involved, especially with the Allegheny Valley School. I mean, originally, they didn't know whether that terrible towel would fly, but for that playoff game, out of the tunnel came Lynn Swan waving the towel, and, you know, Cope knew that he had struck gold at that point. But he was the only person, Joe, that could have sold the terrible towel to the Steelers public. Nobody else could have brought it off like he did. And, you know, I think at this point it's up over $8 million for Allegheny Valley School. And, you know, early on, I guess there was a little money sharing, but then he looked at it and said, look, my son is there. And Danny's been there for a long, long time. You know, we've got to give them as much as we can. And, you know, I'll never forget, we were with some venue, Baltimore, somewhere they passed the towels out and the people were waving them. And Twin said, yeah, they're waving those towels, but Steeler fans are also here waving the terrible towel and they pay 10 bucks for theirs.
I like that.
Yeah. And that, you know, that kind of sheds a little bit light on the Steelers nation and this community. You know, Pittsburgh is just kind of like that. And, you know, I'm proud to be from here. And I certainly was very lucky to stay here. And as you know, in our business, people have to move around to succeed and get ahead. And I've been lucky that I've been able to do my whole career right here in the biggest little town in North America.
Well, another question springs to mind as Myron's name comes up. And I know that many people have told me this. Joe Gordon's told me this, and I'd love to hear a firsthand account of when you guys would be on the road. It would be, you'd have the players who are usually the famous ones on the road, but when you'd pop into a hotel somewhere, everybody would flock to Myron in the bar. Is that correct? What was that scene like?
There's no doubt about that. He was a rock star. And the same thing held true up in Latrobe after Steeler practices. We would convene at a local bistro, and he'd walk in and a hush would fall over the place, and then pretty soon people would start coming up. And I remember one time this guy came up unannounced, didn't say hello or any sort of greeting, and put his hand on Myron's monk's crown in the back of his head, that bald spot, and rubbed it around and said, oh, just like my wife's behind.
Oh, my.
And I said, all right, Cope, let me see you wriggle off this hook. He waited till the guy took his hand down, put his own hand up there, rubbed it around, and said, come to think of it, pal, it does. That was one of the greatest squelches I've ever been around.
Wow. That's fast thinking right there. That is amazing. Bill Hillgrove on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. You have tuned in here to the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, and that's feeding the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, basically, with the idea of feeding people in need. And the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank sponsored 23 after-school program sites that served more than 1,000 kids over the past year. One person this hour who donates $50 or more will receive 50 VIP passes to upcoming shows at the Pittsburgh Improv. That's $50 or more this hour. And $50, of course, equals 150 meals. You can text NEED to 50155 through the Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union text line. And our tote board updates, and last we heard we're over 140,000, is brought to you by South Hills Lincoln. And thanks to Bar 31 for feeding us and our volunteers today. Bill, it was an interesting Pitt basketball season. Everybody wishes, of course, that it had ended in with an NCAA tournament game or run. Do you have confidence that this program is headed in the right direction next year? It seems like in college basketball, there's really no sort of building programs anymore. It's can you make it work year to year with sort of the quick fix plan? Everybody's on it, right?
Yeah, and Joe, look at the portal. It's only been open for a day and a half. And look at all the names.
Yeah.
And especially with the coaching changes, and you understand that. You know, a certain coach recruits you. There's a lot of trust between you two. And then all of a sudden, that coach is gone, and you're tempted to follow him or at least, you know, not have to worry about adjusting to a new person. I really think the first step that they ought to take in starting to not only put guide rails on that, the portal, but also to a degree NIL, is to permit just one transfer in a career. A couple times this year, Pitt faced teams that had guys who had been to their fourth school. You know, and I know there are extenuating circumstances, but I think the basis of that, allowing a kid to transfer at will, is a wrong lesson in life. You're teaching him to quit. You're teaching him to go elsewhere where the grass is greener. And as you know, it always isn't. And so I think that one transfer would limit a lot in the portal and a little bit in NIL. Mm. And they have to address that, and I don't know how that's going to happen. Because Pandora's box is open.
Man, it sure is in a lot of different areas. Well, Bill, I appreciate you taking the time here. I really do, taking time out of your day. I know people love to hear from you whenever they can. And this was really nice. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Take care. That's the great Bill Hillgrove. Been hearing that voice for many, many years. And hopefully many more to come. And man, that story about Myron, I mean, I've heard many different stories about Myron and got to know Myron a little bit late in his life. And I've told this story before, is that one of my first major assignments at the Trib was to cover Myron Cope's final radio show. And I don't think I had at that time. When was that? Sometime in the mid-90s, I think. Something like that. At that time, I did not have an appreciation for the magnitude of that assignment. And you know what? Looking back, I'm glad I didn't. I think I did a better job not knowing, you know? It's like a young player going into a big game. You're better off sometimes not having been there before and knowing what it's like. That's what it felt like to cover Myron's final show. All right. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. And we're glad that you're here because we need your help. The Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank needs your help. Last year, the food bank distributed enough food for nearly 48 million meals. 36% of the food distributed last year was fresh, healthy produce. And man, you can help here. $1 equals three meals. Text NEED to 50155. Visit kdkradio.com or starpittsburgh.com, y108.com, whammo1073.com or 937thefan.com, or you can call 412-663-5664. What's next here, Limits? Are we getting Jake from...
We have our good friend Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating on the line.
What a legend this man is, isn't he? He's always got his playoff beard ready. He keeps that thing 365 days a year, doesn't he?
He does, and I saw Jake on Friday. One of the best men around.
Maybe one of the best who has ever lived, I would dare say. Southside Jake, you're on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you today?
Doing great, man. And people are doing great. That's the thing. People are stepping up here for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon, and we're glad to have you stepping up as one of them. What's happening?
I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it so much. You know, this is quite a change up for me, because normally I'm talking to Doran and Crowley, but I am kind of sad because Bob is not here. I was very, very looking forward to hearing from Bob as well. But anyways, you know, this is a very important event, especially to everyone and Southside Plumbing and Heating and me personally. You know, I can't imagine having to know where my next meal is coming from, you know, and that thankfully, you know, I don't have to, but you know, I get generally one meal a day with my family. And, you know, I look over, I watch my kids and I'm like, I couldn't imagine if I couldn't provide a meal for my kid at that time, you know? So it's so important that everyone does their part. Pittsburgh does their part in supporting the people that need help with this kind of event. So, you know, again, we got to do our part. We're donating 1500 meals today. And, you know, I hope that everyone can donate and make this a very charitable event.
That is awesome and very generous, and we really appreciate that. Wow. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I can only encourage everyone else to do the same. I know, you know, memes might not be there, but if they are there, definitely please try to donate. Again, everyone needs to do their part, and we just need to make this happen all together. But how are you today, Joe? How's everything going? Are you looking forward to golf?
Yeah, except now I have a hip injury. Plus, I'm terrible, and I seem to be getting worse, and I keep being haunted by the story of Charles Barkley. I read Jack McCallum, the great SI writer, said that when Barkley started golf, he was unbelievable. Like, he could pound the ball, had a nice touch around the greens. And then the more, you know, he thought about it and probably got lessons and everything else, the worse he became. And now he's a shell of himself with a tick in his swing, and he's not very good. And I feel like this is happening to me. But that's beside the point. What you said about sitting at the dinner table, I think that a lot. Yeah. You know, when I'm enjoying a moment with my daughter, it's whatever it might be, it's bittersweet, because the feeling I get is, why can't everybody in the world just enjoy their kids? Why is everything so difficult in so many places, you know? And including in this manner, including, you know, right here, as far as keeping people food secure. I thought that was very well said, because that feeling often arises in me as I'm enjoying a wonderful moment. It's accompanied by the feeling of, I can't believe that there's people who just don't, you know, that this is impossible for them. So, or really hard.
I agree. Totally. And it's a thing of stability too. You know, I mean, like I said, obviously my kids are one of the most important things in my life. And, you know, my goal is to provide for my kids. If I can't do that, then I need help. And to be able to not provide for your kid, I mean, I couldn't imagine the feeling, and that's why we need to help these people. So I agree. And, you know, what's better than food? I guess I love food.
It's as basic a need as there is, and you've stepped up with 1,500 meals donated. Thank you, Southside Jake. You're a national treasure, perhaps an international treasure.
You're the man, Jake.
All right, guys, have a great day. And Joe, we still got to date the golf, and hopefully you get fixed, and we'll be ready to go.
Either that or we'll play and I'll be horrible, but we'll have fun either way. Thank you, sir.
See ya. Have a great day, guys.
That's Southside Jake, and that's 1,500 meals donated. So when you look at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, they worked with 334 retail stores that donated 7.8 million pounds of food last year. So people need it, right? Obviously, people need it. If there's millions of pounds being generated and eaten, and you can step up and help right now, you can text NEED to 50155. You can visit 937thefan.com, or you can call 412-663-5664. $1 equals three meals. And again, our thanks to Bar 31 for feeding us and our volunteers today with everything happening over at The Fan. And you can donate online, as I mentioned, 937thefan.com through the Metropolitan Window Company online donation center. All right, coming up next, we have a man who is near and dear to our hearts, and that is Lanny Fratteri. He'll be coming up next. Plus, we're going to get an update from Brian Gulish on our tote board. And I'm wondering how close we're getting to 200,000 meals. Text NEED to 50155. Call 412-663-5664 as we move ahead on our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. In the meantime,